My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. I know Suresh went on a very prosaic description. I think the way I describe is, it's Swami who gives me happiness in all his activities, and that inspires me, and I hope to continue doing Swami's work. That's my main qualification or main request to Swami, so let me do his work. As part of the sadhana program, I'm trying to represent from the young adults from our region, and also how we applied it in the Southfields High Center. So the two topics kind of intertwined. And if you go to the next slide, please. This whole sadhana program is an inspiration through Swami's divine grace. It was amazing to see Jeff Lucas' presentation. We had not seen each other's presentation, but the material, like Swami's recent discourses, they kind of flow directly into this. It was amazing to see that. So I really enjoyed Jeff's talk on devotion. And Swami shows that we're all instruments of Swami. We are learning from each other. And that was the ending slide that Jeff showed, that we learn from the universe. And that was my starting slide. And one of the things that Swami said is, the only purpose of human life is to realize the divinity. And the emphasis, Swami says, the only life, only purpose, it's not like one of the purposes of human life is to reach divinity. I just want everyone to be aware of that. That's really the purpose for the sadhana. And in one of the discourses, Swami compared the Lord Garuda, many of you know, he is the vehicle or the mode of transportation for Lord Vishnu from place A to place B. And he can fly from any place to any place. He's got incredible strength, incredible stamina, speed. But if he doesn't have a desire to move, he may not move even half an inch. And Swami said, at the same time, a small ant, a very, very small ant, doesn't have much strength, but with effort and perseverance can travel miles and miles. And Jeff was talking about Swami, talking about ants in Varanda. Having steadiness, to me, this was a link to this slide as well. So you can see how the ants don't have strength, but they can achieve great things. So Swami says, sankalpana and sadhana are the means to achieve your goals in life. Go to the next one. And another discourse Swami started about how things start. You know, initially things start in a small way. It's called as an it. It's just a small thing. It's an it. Then it becomes bit. After a while, you keep on doing it, that bit becomes a bit. And after a while, before you know it, it becomes a habit. So the whole thing starts with a small it, goes to a habit. So the idea of the sadhana program is to make sure we develop these good qualities, not the bad qualities, in doing the sadhana program. And the significance of sadhana is, main thing is the purpose is love. Without love, no sadhana has got any value. The purpose of all types of sadhana is to train the mind to see the divine in everything. That is true adjustment sadhana. This you can carry on everything you do. So I just want to give you an outset of what sadhana is all about. And I want to share with you how it all started. Back about 11 years ago, when you all attended the first World Youth Conference, I think many of the youth from our region were also there. And at the end of the conference, Swami had given us the opportunity, if you have any questions, I'll give you another session where I'll answer them. So all of us wrote a question on behalf of the US youth. We had a question, and I'm sure other countries. So next day when Swami comes in and looks at all of us and says, you know, I've read all your questions, and the questions are basically, Swami, what do you want us to do in America? Swami, what do you want us to do in Germany? What do you want us to do in Russia? So he said, you know, I'm not going to tell Germans to do one thing, Russians do one thing, Americans do one thing. I'm going to tell you only one thing. When you go back, be an ideal human being. That's all I want you to do. So that's the basis of the sadhana program going forward. And also as part of the World Youth Conference, Swami said, if you go back one slide, the theme of the World Youth Conference was Truth Needs a Hero, or Swami Needs a Hero. And towards the discourse, at the end of the discourse, Swami said, Vivekananda, when he was doing the trying to transform the world, he said, if I had 10 good people, I can transform the whole world with just because of the virtues of the 10 good people. And Swami said in the discourse, Vivekananda needed 10 people, but I don't need 10. All I need is one good person, and I can change the whole world. That was the direct instruction from Swami back in 97. And if you go 3 years later to the next slide, then Swami said, you know, actually I don't need even one person to accomplish my mission. I can do everything on my own, but I'm giving this opportunity for you to change yourself. So when we went to the World Youth Conference last year, this kind of framed our outset, saying that Swami wants us to be an ideal human being. How can we do that before we go there? So the National YA Study Circle program was started using the themes of Ideal Sai Youth, Messengers of Sai Love. And the idea was, if you study about what are the characters of ideal Sai youth, we will become the messengers of Sai youth. That was the main idea. And then we had about study circles based on the five human values: truth, right conduct, love, peace, and non-violence. And then there are certain sub-values associated with each one of them, and there's a few topics. And each region in the USA prepared one study circle as part of the pre-World Youth Conference. And each region went through all those 10 study circles before the trip. And you know how much Swami blessed the youth last year. He showed immense love, thousands of mothers or millions of mothers of love in every aspect of the World Youth Conference. And in fact, one day I felt like Swami wanted to create the lingam on the first day of the discourse, but because of another scheduled activity, he says, okay, I'll come there to another activity. Then the last day of the conference, you could see Swami was waiting to create the lingam. And normally Anil Kumar used to stand on the right side of Swami, but Swami there says, no, he comes this side because there's some youth leader sitting that side. So when he created the lingam, they were able to see the golden lingam. So Swami showed so much love that everything was pre-planned. And the format we use in the study circles is basically, we take a topic. For example, I'm going to talk about sense control, and ask everyone on the team, what does it mean to you? And then we show a few quotes of Swami's on sense control. And then we talk about how do you practice the sense control. And then as a group, we select a few side challenges that we need to practice for a month. And then when you come back at the next study circle, you go through those challenges and see what you faced, what techniques you used, whether you succeeded or not, and learn from each other. And in fact, I'll just show a quick slide of that. If you click on the PowerPoint presentation there, that's one. Go to the next slide, please. The basis is having about all the different sub-values, sense control, self-inquiry, discrimination, respect, so on and so forth. And from those, you develop the five human values, and from there, we can become the ideal Sai Sevak. That's the basis of this transition. And just want to talk about sense control. I think even Jeff was mentioning Swami's discourse about sense control. Love means having self-control. And in one of the discourses, Hal Herning, who is the National YA Executive Board member, when he had an interview with Swami, Swami asked him, what is youth? And Hal did not have the answer. And Swami replied, youth is determination. So Hal said, okay, I know the answer. And a few years later, Swami gave an interview, and General Chibber was there. And go to the next slide. Swami asked again, what is youth? And Hal Herning knew the answer. Swami, youth is determination. And Swami asked, determination for what? No answer. Then Swami said, determination to control the senses. So youth is determination and determination to control the senses. So that's how the sense control topic started. And the sense control is basically, we have about five senses: the tongue, eye, ear, skin, and nose. And you're trying to control them and follow the human values. Go to the next slide, please. And now we talk about in a worldly way what the sense control is, but then go back and say, how does it apply in Swami's words? An example Swami talks about is, there's a Chinnakatha. There's a guy riding a bicycle without a light in the night, without a flashlight or a light on the bicycle, and the cop is trying to hold him and say, stop, stop, stop. He wants to give a ticket to the rider. Bicycle says, sorry, I don't have brakes either, so don't stop me. You know, cop wanted to give him a ticket for not having lights, but this guy doesn't even have brakes. So Swami says, that life is not good, trying to go without headlights, without brakes. You don't know when you're going to get into an accident. And also Swami talks about when you drive a car, if you don't have a steering wheel, you don't have brakes, you're going to be not only injure yourself, you're going to cause injury to others. So Swami says sense control is so important. So we go through one slide that describes all this. And the main organs are the eyes and the tongue. If you can control the eyes and the tongue, you can control your mind. In one of the discourses Swami has said about in July 2001, in an aged care conference, If you can control the eyes, control the tongues, you can control your mind. So then we ask everybody, based on this, now what does sense control mean to you? How do you practice sense control? How can you face, did you have any techniques in facing them? Then we have a discussion on this topic of sense control, not based on just the bookish knowledge, but practically how each member in the center can feel it or share from their experiences. Go to the next one, please. And then we ask a few questions. Okay, what is the longest period of time where you did not watch a movie or did not eat something you love? How did it make you feel? So some of us have done control our senses in certain small ways. So we do have the means to do it, whether it's Shivaratri or some other time or Parthi trip. We all do that sense control. And then what did you do to it? How do you achieve that? And what did you feel when you did that? So we try to make a discussion on what you did. And as Jeff was saying, we all learn from each other in the study circle. There's a facilitator, but all are equal. Everybody shares their practical experiences in this particular topic. Okay, go to the next one. And then we also have a few techniques already made on how you can do sense control. Few of them are listed here, how you can spend a few minutes at the altar right after coming from work to reduce stress levels, pray more instead of arguing, see Swami in each and every one, and think of happy moments, Swami blessing you or having Pad Namaskar, and then reduce stress by listening to bhajans, Swami's discourses, and some of the things we found out in our center members is like, you need to pre-plan and determine and discuss with your family when you're going to eat, what you're going to eat, and all those so that you don't have arguments later on. Sense control means controlling your tongue, not only eating, but also arguments. Don't get into arguments with family members. And then we say, okay, those are the techniques, but as a group, how many challenges do you want to take in terms of speech? Speak softly, sweetly, and use gentle words for about 2 weeks or 4 weeks. Or sing 2 bhajans at a day at a specified time at every day. That's for the speech. And for the sight, reduce half the amount of TVs, or some groups don't watch TV for a week or a month. Reduce the time you spend on computer. And some people said, well, for 1 month, I'll give up coffee or tea or their favorite beverage. And for the sound, don't listen to gossip or loud music. These are all the challenges. As a group, we decide which ones we want to pick up. And as individual, you can pick up more, but at least you want to pick up a few core challenges we all would face for about a month. And come back, go to the next slide. And the next month, when you come back at the study circle, we recapture, hey, these were the challenges we all said as a group. How did we do in them? Did you have any difficulty? Or somebody will share that, no, I had this difficulty, but I used this technique to overcome. So this is a sharing of lessons and experiences on how you achieve sense control. And it's a daily practice. It's not something you do once a month or once a week. It has to be done every day for 30 days. So that's the basic format for study circle. And the reason I put this slide together is saying that if any center wants to do something similar to this, one of the lessons we learned from our center at Southfields High Center is having a time-bound goal for practicing the sadhana program is very critical. If you just say, do the sadhana program for the rest of your life, it's very ideal, but people will lose interest. So pick up a topic like saying that Swami's birthday or anniversary of your center or Shivaratri, pick up some timeline and say, from now until the timeline, I'm going to practice the sadhana program very intensely. And you can pick up few topics, 1 month each sub-value, and try to keep some challenges common throughout the month so that you don't lose focus from month to month. And then main thing is share, again, come back and share an experiences and techniques in the group. And that motivates when you see other people succeeding, or learning their lessons makes you motivate to say, they're doing it, I should be able to do it. And then ultimately offer it to Swami. And as an example, I just want to share a few slides very quickly. Jeff had given us the Swami's discourse on Navaveda Bhakti Marga, devotion, as part of this retreat theme. We're all supposed to do the study circles. And I'm sure many of the centers or all of the centers have done that study circle. And I just want to show you how we did the same format. So we divided that into 2 study circles, and I'm going to show you the second part. In the first part, we covered the Sravanam, listening to God's glories, singing the glories of God, ever remembering the Lord, and worshiping the Lord's feet. So those were the techniques, the topics we covered when you asked them, okay, what techniques did you, if you go back, yeah, what techniques he used in following those 4 modes of devotion. And then we also take a quotation of Swami on devotion. Go to the next one, please. And one of the things I want to highlight here is in the discourse, Swami says of two kinds. One is an individual transforms himself. That's one devotion, one type of devotion. But the other type of devotion is he not only uplifts himself, but shares with everyone and uplifts them as well. And Swami said that's probably more important. So that's why this sadhana is a group sadhana. It's not an individual sadhana you can do on your own. But as a group, we help each other. And the essence of devotion is love should become a way of life. And again, goes back to sadhana and love. They're very, very interrelated. One of the few techniques we listed in practicing devotion is find bliss inside yourself by controlling your thoughts and turning your mind inwards. We said, you know, when you have a difficult situation, you're in an angry situation, somebody's upset at you or you're upset at somebody, by the time you reach the situation, it's many times too late to control your anger. So you got to start your day or week by doing some inner sadhana. And I think one of the things Jeff was quoting too, having that inner, find God within yourself. And I think this kind of goes with that. That's what I was saying. Like, I just felt very connected when Jeff was showing Swami's discourse from July. We had made this discourse not knowing anything, but you can see the connection. Find the bliss inside that really does help you when overcoming any difficult situation. And dedicate all actions to the Lord. And as a challenge we said was, every day at least 20 to 30 minutes, pick few topics in the nine modes of devotion, nine types of devotion, practice them in your daily life. Those are the techniques we want to use. And the challenges we as a group picked in our center was, go to the next slide. These are the common challenges. After about 8 months in our center practicing sadhana program, these challenges kind of rose up to as a core. These seem to be a common theme from month to month, from family to family, from individual to individual. Starting fresh with someone you do not like. Maybe you don't like somebody in your own family or at work, at anywhere. Start fresh with them. That seems to be always difficult, dealing with people you don't like. Learn to listen actively. Talk softly with everyone at home, at work, and with friends. And most of our members, we felt that talking at home sweetly and softly is the toughest one. At work is the toughest one because that's where you have most difficulties. And that's why you said control your anger at home, at work, and with friends. So if you can take these challenges and use all the other techniques, that's a part of your sadhana program. Go to the next slide, please. And then at the end of the study circle, next month again, we say, okay, these were the challenges we picked, these are the techniques you picked. Now as a group, how did we practice that? How did we achieve that? So on and so forth. Go to the next one, please. Again. Now I would like to introduce Ramesh Malladi. He is the president of our Southfield Sai Center. He has been the vice president for about 2 years, and before that he was the unofficial photographer, videographer with his camera and the camcorder ready for all our center events. And he serves Swami's, does Swami's work very humbly without any excitement or energy. You can always see his smiling face helping in all Sai Center activities before he even became a center office bearer. So it's my pleasure to introduce Ramesh Malladi to say how, what impact this, I kind of given you a description of what this sadhana is, how to do it. He's going to actually share how the members received it, how did they participate in the sadhana program, so kind of cover both ends. So with that, let me request Ramesh to come here.
Humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Thank you, Sai, for your kind words. You know, when he introduced me as the president, I said, you know what, when you look at any company or store or any organization, there's somebody who comes first, opens the doors, and somebody leaves the last, close the doors, and after the boss has left and, you know, takes care. And then we call them a servant, right? Or a janitor or a housekeeper or somebody like that. So that's what most of the presidents and the vice presidents and most of the office bearers do. I think it's a misnomer, basically. I don't think it's a president. It's more a servant, I guess. That's how I feel, and I would like to continue to feel that way in any of the activities that we do. That was a beautiful recapitulation of what the youth has done over 8 months or 9 months. And Saidu Wakar and a few other youth and other people who were in the from the Southfield Science Center, we were discussing over time. And this has been, contemplation has been going on for over 7-8 months. And this thought was brewing inside me. I said, you know, we should definitely do something about this to the, because this sounds like an excellent program which the youth are doing. And, you know, even before they could get into, go to Parthi to be able to get Swami's darshan and Swami's recognition. But even before that, this thought was brewing in us. And when that happened, it kind of increased the inspiration to do this. But nothing really happened. You know, there is a time for everything. So nothing really happened for a long time. And really nothing panned out or anything. On New Year's in our center, we do bhajans from 9 o'clock till midnight. And at midnight, just before, 2 minutes before the arati, and as the arati was sung, and it is, you know, a thought was planted in my head. As I was saying Om Shanti, I said, you know what, sadhana program has to be started for the center. So this is the thought it came, and then I immediately communicated to a few of my center members, and the next week we had a thought, and then we discussed, and we had an opportunity to talk to Sai Divakar and Madhavi and, you know, a few other people. And we said, and we talked to the officers, and, you know, we all discussed and said, this is nice, this thought is in my head that we want to do the sadhana program, extend it for what the youth did for the center members. How can we do this? So we discussed and contemplated, and then we arrived at this kind of a format. We divided the whole center into 10 groups, 5 groups of men and women. That is Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ahimsa. And each group had a facilitator. The facilitator basically is a part of the member, and, you know, that person can be, you know, anybody in the group. And we chose a few people to do that, but basically that group kind of, you know, formed based on their first and last names and how, I mean, it was a very informal, very casual way of dividing the group. Once the groups were divided, we allocated a few portions of the center areas. We said, you know, we had the first and third Sundays divided, allotted for that. The first Sunday we did basically group discussions. So what the group discussion comprised of is, like the PowerPoint presentations, you know, a glimpse that Sai Divakar showed, that was printed and given to each group facilitator a week in advance. And this facilitator will go through this and think about it and bring to the group. Each group had about roughly 8 to 10 people. And since the groups were very small, there were so many people who were kind of coming up to talk. And you know, and as many small size centers and even big size centers, there are quite a few of us who are kind of shy and hesitant to come in front and say. We might have a lot of thoughts in our head, but we never want to say anything up front. We might think, you know, this might be too silly, or this might not be, you know, flying high. And they sit back, and, you know, in a crowd like this, if I pull out somebody, if you have anything, they'll generally be quiet. But in a small group like this, and they are sitting in one corner, and they are just kind of, you know, in each corner, and they have their own small little groups. And they kind of communicate so beautifully. And each one have wonderful thoughts, wonderful ideas. It could be very simple, very small, but it can be so helpful to the other person. So these people, kind of, the discussions kind of went on. First, we thought of doing it only for 45 minutes, but we had to extend the time to about an hour and a half. And at the end of the time, we nearly have to say, no, we have to close because bhajans have to start, we need to do, because they still want to discuss more, and they want to come up and they want to think of ideas. So this was such a healthy discussion, and we thought this is a great idea, and Swami planted this thought, and he is moving it along, and, you know, we just have to carry this on as usual, our instruments in his hand. You know, our center has got about 100, 120 families, and we expect about 70 to 80, I mean, about 70 to 100 people in a bhajan session every week. But on a study circle, I very strongly remember, we'll have about 5 to 10 people on men and about 7 or 8 people on women, and only 2 or 3 people will constantly talk. It'll become like a, you know, monologue, one person talking, other person's listening. But this was such a different, when we had this program started, all the people were involved, everybody was discussing, and it was a beautiful dialogue that went on. And we had not less than 70 to 80 people every week for the, every time we had a study circle. And this, that which means there were sometimes in some groups there were number of people were not present, as like there were 10 people and might not be 10 might not be there. So what we did was sometimes they wanted to just do it in their group itself. They just wanted, even if there were 3 people, they just said, you know, 3 of us, we will discuss and do what we are doing. But some went to join the other group and went on. And then they practiced the techniques and they come back in 4 weeks. So what we did was the first week was the discussion, first Sunday, and the third Sunday was the group where the from the last month they came to presentation. So the first part of the third Sunday, the study circle part, would be presentation. So each group facilitator will come up to the stage or come up to the group and say, okay, this is all the challenges we took up and these are the techniques we adapted. Simple stuff like, you know, how we controlled anger, how we treated this, and it'll be quite amazing to note how much we learn from the children. Quite often, the children will say, Dad, you're not following the sadhana program, because this goes into the, you know, basically into the family. Even though one person, both the members of the family need not be in the same group. They could be in different groups. They could be practicing different sadhana. So they take it back to the home to practice this, and the kids all know this, and the kid says, Dad, aren't we supposed to be doing this? How come we are not practicing? So we get tips and reminders from all aspects, not just from one way. And it's not that you have to initiate this. Once you have initiated this, it kind of flows right back to you. So this was continuing so well, and most of the people came up and they started sharing their experiences. And these experiences need not be something very spectacular or anything big. It's very small, very simple, as simple as, you know, how the mother could kind of not react to the daughter, how the person didn't say anything, or how the child reacted for a certain situation. So we become more aware of what are the things that we don't do. So we, you know, like all these 2 days, we've been listening to the speakers, and you know, most of the people we talk about, Swami has been talking time and again, relentlessly, over and over again, say, do this, do that, do this, do that. We all know that. It's not that we don't know, but when it comes to practicality, we have several hurdles. Then we say, okay, there was a situation. How we also applied this was Mrs. Geetaram, we invited her for a guest lecture to our center. And during that time, we thought we didn't want to lose track of this sadhana program. So we did talk to her in advance and said, this is the program that we are doing in our center. So we want to kind of incorporate your talk towards that so that you can refuel us to continue this process for the next few months or whatever time frame that we are continuing on. She agreed readily. So what we did was we did some kind of role play. So the women and the men, they divided into groups, and whatever problems that they're facing, like one example was one person who was working in a laboratory and how she was facing a lot of difficulty with the customers and the people, the doctors, how they have to deal with, how the situations can escalate in no time and how it becomes difficult. And they enacted this. And so everybody got an idea of which, yes, I do this all the time. There were several heads nodding, says, yes, yes, this is what I do in most of the situations. I act without my knowledge in this way. So how do we change this? So this became such a big wave, and people started following that, and then we went on. And the original goal was to dedicate the sadhana program at the Divine Lotus Feet on the Guru Purnima Day, because Guru Purnima Day was very special for Southfields Eye Center, because that was the 25th anniversary of when the Southfields Eye Center was formed. So we thought we should do something good about it. This is when we started the project, when we started in January. We continued all the way up to the 25th, up to the Guru Purnima Day on July 19th. After that, we thought, you know, after the people were sharing their experiences and things, and when we discussed, they said, you know, we don't want to just stop it at this level. We want to continue this on. So we put the next level as, you know, can you go to the next slide? We put to the next level as Swami's birthday, 83rd birthday. We wanted to take some, these are some of the topics that we picked. We started with tolerance, discrimination, sense control, and went on. But we found, as we started practicing each and every value, it kind of ties into the other one. It integrates into the other one. It doesn't change. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't stand alone, even though you look at each one of the techniques that we practice separately. So we need to kind of continue with and come back into this. Next slide, please. So in general, this has definitely impacted, I think, before getting to the slide, I think I shared all what I was wanting to say. I think it went on to a great level, and we really are excited about this program, and we want to take this, and the main reason to share this is if other centers are willing to do this, or if they are practicing, if they're already practicing it, we would like to know what tips and any guidance or anything that they are doing so that we could incorporate it, or if any help is needed from our side, we are willing to do that. I really thank you for this opportunity, and Sairam.
Okay, we'll go to the next slide. So basically what I want to summarize this is, the study circles can be, any study circle can be converted into an action-oriented study circle. As we showed some of the slides as an example, I didn't go through the details, usually it takes about 1 hour, and 1.5 hours is not enough to go through the study circle, because everybody wants to share now in a small group. So in practice as a group, pick up a few challenges that you want to practice as a group for a month, and then share techniques and experiences. Sometimes, some of the facilitators, what they do is in the middle of the month, they'll say, hey, we have been 2 weeks since we are practicing. Where are we in these challenges? How far have we come? So you can make that progress. And then we all learn from each other, but mostly from our inner form is the ultimate guru. And with that, I know we are running out of time. We're going to be sharing a video of Swami. And before I do that, I just want to make sure we all offer this sadhana program at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. Because of His grace, we're able to do this, or we're still in the process of learning and improving, but at least we're able to come this far by Swami's grace. So we thank Swami for giving us this opportunity. Sairam.
Chitta Shuddhi, Jnana Siddhi.
The purity of heart, Chitta Shuddhi, will confer Jnana Siddhi, the acquisition of wisdom.
Chitta Shuddhi ga undi appude, Jnanam kuda manaku Siddhi ga andutundi.
When once there is purity, you'll have wisdom.
Purity of mind.
The purity of the mind.
Kagani purity ga pettuko.
Therefore, keep the mind pure.
Eppudu kuda elanti chedda bhavalu vachinappudiki, when you're not good, not good, not good, this is not mine.
Whenever there is a chance of bad thoughts coming in, always feel this is not good, this is not good for me. Brush it aside.
Ivanni kuda nu na sattulu kaadu.
They don't belong to me.
ఇవన్నీ నా ప్రాపర్టీ కాదు.
దీస్ బ్యాడ్ థాట్స్ డోంట్ బిలాంగ్ టు మీ, నాట్ మై ప్రాపర్టీ.
మై ప్రాపర్టీ అనేటువంటిది గుడ్ థాట్స్, గుడ్ ఐడియాస్.
గుడ్ థాట్స్, గుడ్ ఐడియాస్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ యువర్ ప్రాపర్టీ.
లవ్, 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 లవ్.
ద లవ్, లవ్ ఇస్ ది బిగ్గెస్ట్ ప్రాపర్టీ.
లవ్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
లవ్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
లివ్ ఇన్ లవ్.
లివ్ ఇన్ లవ్.
నిజంగా సాధన అంటే ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ సాధన?
కూర్చొని ధ్యానం చేయటము, జపం చేయటము ఇది కాదు ధ్యానం.
Jhana, meditation, does not mean repeating the name or making use of a talisman, just rotating the beads there.
Here is meditation.
What is meditation?
Meditation ante empty anukunnaru.
What do you think of meditation?
Edo naamani tochukuntu kurchovatam meditation anukunnaru.
Do you think that chanting the names is meditation?
Kaadu, kaadu.
No, no.
Neelo unnatvanti yokka pavitramainatvanti yokka bhavanni nivu tarchukuntu raavali.
Meditation meant to think of that reality, the truth within you.
Nee truth nivu tachukuntu povali.
Think, meditate upon the your own reality, truth within you.
Nijanga meeku cheppalante marmamu oka chinna vishayalo cheppochu.
Bhagavan will be able to explain to us in a subtle way, in a simple, easy way.
11 seconds manasu nilipuko.
Hold on, keep your mind steady for 11 seconds.
11 seconds meer nilukunte aa 11 second lopale meeku tappa realization vastundi.
If you keep your mind steady in 11 seconds, you will attain liberation.
Oorke gadiyaram tirutu tirutu potunte meditation raadu.
But if it goes on moving, rotating as in a wall clock, you will never attain liberation.
Karuka,
therefore
meeru అనవసరమైనటువంటి ఒక శ్రమలకు ఓర్చుకోకండి.
డోంట్ స్ట్రెయిన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్.
బాడీని చాలా శ్రమ పెడుతున్నారు.
యూ ఎగ్జర్ట్ అండ్ స్ట్రెయిన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎ లాట్.
టైమ్ ఈజ్ గాడ్.
టైమ్ ఈజ్ గాడ్.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ టైమ్.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ టైమ్.
డోంట్ వేస్ట్ టైమ్.
డోంట్ వేస్ట్ టైమ్.
టైమ్ వేస్ట్ ఈజ్ లైఫ్ వేస్ట్.
టైమ్ వేస్ట్ ఈజ్ లైఫ్ వేస్ట్.
కనుక మీరు టైం కూడా ఏమాత్రం వేస్ట్ చేయకండి.
నెవర్ వేస్ట్ టైమ్.
ఎప్పుడు కొంచెం టైం చిక్కినా మీకు అప్పుడు స్వామిని తలుచుకోండి.
ఇఫ్ యు ఫైండ్ సమ్ టైం థింక్ ఇమిడియట్లీ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్.
అప్పుడు మీకు తప్పక నేను వస్తాను.
అండ్ దెన్ యు విల్ ఫైండ్ భగవాన్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ యూ.
మీకు కనిపిస్తాను, మీకు కనిపిస్తాను, మీకు కనిపిస్తాను.
భగవాన్ అష్యూర్స్ దట్ యు విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ హిమ్ ఇన్ ఫిజికల్ ఫార్మ్ ఇఫ్ యూ కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ డీప్లీ.
మీకు కనిపించడమే కాదు, మీతో మాట్లాడుతూ సంభాషణ కూడా చేస్తాను.
నాట్ ఓన్లీ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ హిమ్, భగవాన్ సేస్ దట్ హీ విల్ టాక్ టు యూ ఆల్సో.
ఎన్నో జాబులు వస్తున్నాయి, ఎన్నో జాబులు నిన్న నాతో వచ్చి మాట్లాడినాడు స్వామి అని చెప్తుంటారు.
దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ మెనీ డివోటీస్ హూ సే దట్ స్వామి టాక్ టు మీ ది అదర్ డే.
అట్లనే మీరు ఆ విధంగా చేయండి, ఆ యొక్క నమ్మకాన్ని మీరు బుద్ధిగా పెట్టుకోండి, తప్పక మీకు జయం జరుగుతుంది.
ఇఫ్ యూ స్ట్రెంగ్థెన్ దిస్ ఫెయిత్ డీపర్ అండ్ డీపర్ యు విల్ హ్యావ్ దీస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్.
కనుక మీరు ఏ విధమైనటువంటి శాంతి కోసము సౌఖ్యం కోసము ట్రై చేయకండి.
Therefore, don't strain yourself, exert yourself in the name of peace.
Kaluka meeku nijamainatundi oka satyanni gurtinchalante 11 seconds sir.
If you know the principle of truth correctly, exactly 11 seconds of time is enough.
11 seconds a manasu dantu nilapadi sir.
Keep the mind steady, one pointed for 11 seconds.
11 సెకండ్ వచ్చేస్తే 11 సెకండ్ లోపలనే చిక్కుతుంది మీకు ఆ దర్శనం.
యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు ఎంజాయ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఇన్ ద ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ 11 సెకండ్స్ ఈవెన్ బిఫోర్ ది కంప్లీషన్ ఆఫ్ 11 సెకండ్స్.
కనుక మీరు అనవసరంగా గంటలు కూర్చొని కాళ్ళ నొప్పులు, నడుము నొప్పులు, చేతి నొప్పులు వచ్చి చాలా బాధపడుతున్నారు.
But you sit in the name of meditation hours and hours, the result is only joint pains.
Thank you. You need joint pains.